Welcome back to the Success in Trucking podcast, powered by ES, and thanks for connecting with us again to hear the latest update on the programs and opportunities offered through ES. In this edition of the Success in Trucking podcast, we'll be talking about what's happening in the area of truck sales and the outlook for the new truck market. Danny Vernon, who is the Director of Truck Sales and Finance for ES, will be one of our guests on the podcast. And Danny will also be joined by Tom Parker, who recently joined the ES sales team. Greg Thompson from the Podwheels Network talked to Danny and Tom by phone in mid-October. As we take you now to the interview, Greg began our conversation by asking Danny about the newest addition to the ES truck sales team.
Hello again, everybody. It's great to be back with you on the Success in Trucking podcast, and we're here with Danny Vernon and Tom Parker from the ES truck sales team. And Danny, you've got a new member of your team in Tom.
Yes, we welcomed Tom 2 months ago. Tom has some background in trucking. I'll let him get into that a little bit more. He's a solid candidate for the job and would be an asset to our company. When we looked at the resume and interviewed him, we thought that there wasn't anything here that he couldn't grab a hold of and do. So glad to have Tom.
Well, and one of the things, Danny, it tells all our listeners is that truck sales are in high demand. And if you're adding staff, that's definitely a good thing.
Yes, well, as you know, we are always looking for different avenues for growth. We grew throughout the pandemic, even though a lot of people failed and cut way back in their business. We ventured through that and actually had some growth in the COVID year. And then this year, we've actually set records for growth. Wasn't anything that we didn't plan for from the beginning, but we just followed through and seeing it come to fruition right now.
Well, Tom, first of all, welcome to the ES Success in Trucking podcast and welcome to the ES family. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you found ES.
Well, I'm actually new to truck sales. The last 30 years, I've been in sales management and distribution in the dairy business. I spent a lot more time driving trucks than I have selling trucks.
And Tom, when I hear that, it tells me that you have a great appreciation for the people behind the wheel. So you know what they are looking for in terms of the kind of ride you want to have out there on the road.
That's exactly right. That's what impressed me most about ES. When I interviewed for the job, people that work here are genuine and concerned not only about each other, but also about their owner-operators and customers that are out there driving trucks.
Now that you've been at ES for a little bit of time, what are your impressions of the company?
Nothing but positive. Everyone here is looking to make drivers successful, whether that's advising them on how to run their business or how to help them be successful, also putting them in the right trucks so that they have the right equipment.
Danny, I'm going to put you on the spot right here in front of Tom. What has impressed you about the way that Tom has come into the organization, and what does he bring as he's talking with folks that are potential owners in your program?
Well, I'm impressed with Tom. He's a very stable individual. He's been here before. We open the doors in the mornings, most mornings, very eager to learn. He's always asking me questions, so he's really desiring to learn our business. I think he is learning our operational side very well. We've placed him in different departments within the company over the last few weeks so that he could learn the different aspects of recruiting, for instance, and working with the service coordinators to work directly with the truck. So he's kind of gotten a feel for what they're doing and how they're managing the trucks and the different fleets. He's been with some people in the background setting up the leases and placing insurance on sold trucks. So he's getting a grasp of how we do business at ES, and that it's not just about truck sales like you would have at a typical dealership. It's about our program, our benefits, and the opportunities that we provide to drivers to become owners and owners to become fleet owners and then fleet owners to expand their fleet. All the different things we do are aimed at providing safe, profitable, efficient capacity to our partner motor carriers and provide opportunities for drivers to become owners. Tom's really, I think, coming along real well and grasping our business model, which is a unique business model, and I'm very impressed with where he's got so far.
Tom, let me throw it back to you. As you've gone through what is essentially, I want to say, a training process, but certainly an education process about all of the layers of the program that ES has. And when I talk about layers, I'm talking about comprehensive support and all of the details that go into that. What is your impression of that And also, how does that help you in terms of, as you're talking with drivers about potentially getting into a truck and taking the keys?
I've been nothing but impressed with the entire company so far with ES. It does give me an understanding of our program from the ground up and all the way through the process, me helping advise potential customer, driver, getting him in the right truck in the right situation.
So, Danny, as we record this, we're in the middle of October. As you said, it's been a big year for you guys. The truck market, there's a high demand out there for new equipment. Talk to us about the truck market. Talk to us about what you guys are doing. And as you look at 2022, how do things look?
Well, Greg, going into the third quarter, we've had a good year so far, and you're exactly right. Equipment is in short supply right now, especially new trucks. As you know, we have a path to ownership program that allows our drivers to become owners in the tractors and general freight industry, as well as in the straight trucks and the expedited freight industry. So we do have a limited amount of straight truck inventory that came from our fleet when we upgraded our last batch of trucks. So we are still selling out of that. Also, we do have some equipment available on the straight truck side. So we're not in dire straits there, but the quality of the equipment is being picked over. So we're getting down to some of the higher mileage equipment, which poses some challenge. And I don't know what the prospects will be for upgrading our fleet there, but we are looking at that. But on the tractor side, we're financing new tractors from our partner dealers, primarily Stoops Freightliner. They have struggled with getting new equipment on the ground from the factory because of component shortages and just supply chain issues out there causing the factory delays. They're partially building trucks and parking them until the components come in where they can finish them. That's pushed out build dates, and the trucks that we have ordered are slow coming in. We're looking at a tight supply, like you say. And another component that we add to every truck is the APU, which allows for better fuel economy and a better repair maintenance situation for these trucks. We want an APU on every truck for that reason. And now APUs are in short supply. So I've got a few trucks on the ground that we could sell today, but we don't have APUs for those trucks. So it is just a day-by-day situation. We're not checking up as far as our program, as far as path to ownership. We've still got people in trucks that got in before all this happened, and they're expecting to be owners. And we're moving forward with the expectation that we're going to help them be owners. The only thing that's going to stop us from moving forward is the supply. Demand is high, supply is short right now. So going into the end of the year, it's just going to be touch and go, and possibly into next year as well. But you just got to play it day by day and take advantage of every opportunity that you have and just keep the customers that you have up to date on inventory supply. We're still running them through finance, getting approvals, and we're just having them wait for equipment. The good thing about our Path to Ownership program, Greg, is these people are already in our trucks running. So they're making money, and we're still supporting them, even though they're in our equipment now. We'll still be supporting them when they get that new truck as well, but they may just have to wait just a little longer.
And you bring up a great point, Danny. Once you have folks who are in your program, they are part of the ES community. So these times are really extraordinary if you think about it. We've had a global pandemic followed by a chip shortage, which has really impacted a lot of elements of the supply chain, both for new trucks and cars and a lot of different things out there. So really, what you have is things are not moving as quickly as any of us would like. But as you mentioned, you've got people who are in trucks, who are being productive, who are getting to know you. They're on that path. It's just a little bit longer path than folks had anticipated when they first started.
Yes, that's exactly correct.
So let's talk a little bit more about this, because I think that it is a challenging time because of the equipment shortage. Communication, as you mentioned, is very important. So you guys are being transparent with everybody in your program, and I'm sure you're being transparent with people who want to come into your program as well about what the supply is, what the expectations are.
Yes, we are. We have open trucks in our fleet, so we're taking on new teams, new drivers in those trucks into our Path to Ownership program. We're not going to stop doing that. Our executive team here, Jason, Paul, Jeff, are determined to find trucks for these people one way or another. They're always working on opportunities and different options to source trucks from different dealers, always looking at different avenues to keep our program rolling. I mean, I don't anticipate a full disruption of our program. It's just slowing down a little bit, and that's just due to equipment. Like I said before, we've still got straight trucks available that we can move people into ownership with. We're not checking up. We're going into 2022 thinking we're going to have another record year, and I think we will.
You mentioned something that's very key. Your executive team over the years has built strong relationships, and you mentioned Stoops Freightliner and Truck Country, which is one of the largest dealerships in the country, and you have other relationships with other dealerships. You guys are constantly making phone calls, reaching out, and if there's trucks available, you guys are going to pull those in. They're going to be a part of the program, and they're going to become available to the program participants, right?
Yes, we definitely will do that. We also have needs within our fleet to upgrade trucks that are getting a little higher in miles. So we're looking for trucks to upgrade our fleet with, and we're also going to be sourcing trucks for the Path to Ownership program so that we can finance drivers into owners.
So we're at a time that is a bit challenging, but it's also exciting because trucking is on an upswing right now. And as Jason Williams, the president of ES, has talked about many times, trucking is cyclical, and right now is a good time to get into your program because it's on an upswing. You're able to build up through that upswing and be in a good position. As you look at 2022, and we know the chip shortage is going to get resolved, we know that these trucks that, as you mentioned, are partially built out are going to get their components. What excites you about 2022?
I think it's just the demand that we're seeing. I'm getting phone calls from people looking for trucks that are wanting to get their first truck or expand their fleet. I'm seeing the increasing inquiries from our website on various trucks because people are actually out there looking for trucks. It's exciting, the prospects that might occur going into next year when things do heat up again in the freight market. Freight is good right now, but it is cyclical, and usually during the holidays, we do see a reduction in shipments. For one reason or another, things kind of slow down. People are taking off for the holidays and that kind of thing. But getting into the new year next year, there's a lot of unknowns, but it is exciting because I can't speak from motor carrier and freight perspective as much as I can from my point of view, which being director of truck sales and finance, we've still got a full finance team in place. I've got Tom hired to assist us in the truck sales side of things and some other operational things as they become necessary. We're continuing to build that team out so that we can be prepared when I think other companies might be scaling back. That's exciting to me that we're looking at growth when I think other companies are looking at how they're going to meet the challenges of next year.
Danny, as we talk about that, one of the questions you know that I bring up a lot is it a good time to buy a truck? I want to kind of put that in context because we know about equipment availability as we've talked about. I want to put the question to you this way. If you're interested in becoming an owner-operator, if you're interested in taking that next step into the trucking business, is now a good time to enter into your program at ES and start that process toward ownership?
Oh, absolutely, Greg. We've got some great relationships established with some of the largest, most stable motor carriers out there. These are long-term relationships. These motor carriers are going to have freight. We're positioned well. The motor carriers are reaching out to us saying we need more capacity. Freight's good. We need more trucks. We need more operators. We need more contractors. So I think we're in a really good position to be able to meet that need, and that's exciting.
Tom, you've been quiet over there for a little bit of time. I wanted to ask you, what excites you about 2022?
I'm just looking forward to the experience that I'll gain in truck sales, especially working with Danny. Hopefully some of his knowledge will rub off on me and be able to help all these guys that want to move from being drivers to operators.
And Danny, I think you have plans to keep Tom pretty busy in 2022.
Absolutely. I mean, he's busy right now. I think sometimes he wants to be more productive in terms of actually closing deals, but that'll come. Like I said, we have a unique program, and Tom's digging in. He's getting in the weeds. He's learning all the ins and outs of our business and our operational side as well. So, I mean, he's going to be a major contributor down the road. We're excited to have him.
That's what I was referring to in terms of truck sales. I realize that he's probably very busy and taking in a lot of information, as you said, by going through all of your departments. But being busy in 2022 means passing out a lot of keys and creating a lot of opportunities.
Absolutely, Greg. Handing out keys for 2022, yes. I mean, I don't see any reason why pending equipment supply that we couldn't set records next year in truck sales. So obviously that's why we've got somebody else on board to assist me in truck sales. You got to have a good solid team. People do want to take off every once in a while, so it's good to have two people minimum that can handle the load. That's why we've got Tom here, so that we can both feed expectations next year and set records in truck sales, and also we can handle that increase.
Tom, what I'm hearing is that Danny needs to take a vacation every once in a while.
I don't know if we'll let him do that, but we'll see.
Danny, I think, as we've talked about many times, if you're interested in taking that next step into trucking, now's the time to start talking about it.
Absolutely. We've got equipment available that people can come in and jump in and start operating a truck at a motor carrier that we're partnered with and making good money right now. And all the while, they're being coached on how to be owners. If they've never owned a truck before, they need to learn some things about the business side. They need to learn the freight market, how to deal with dispatchers, how to effectively manage a trucking business. A lot of them have not had experience in that, and that's one thing our company is great at, and the motor carriers see the value in us being able to groom these people to be owners, and not just owners of a truck, but successful business people who are operating the trucking business in this industry.
Danny, I know that you guys get a lot of calls. Folks that are wanting to get into ownership, sometimes they're not thinking about all that's involved with ownership.
Yes, Greg, that's true. We do get a lot of calls. One of the things, as Tom has become more knowledgeable about our program, a Path to Ownership program, and how we operate as a company, he's been able to take a lot of those calls and field a lot of those leads from our website. The majority of those people are just looking to buy a truck. Most of them think we're just a dealership, matter of fact. So that's the first exposure to us, but they know freight's good. They just want to get a truck and partake in the business and create an opportunity for themselves to make a good living. A lot of them are under the impression that if you just buy a truck, it'll all come. But there's a lot more to it. So Tom's been fielding a lot of those calls, and he's doing a great job. I've heard him talking to the people, and since he understands our program, he's able to discuss with these people the opportunity that we have for them to get into a truck and learn the business, become astute and have business knowledge on how to operate a truck operationally and how to run a business, how to take the proper freight, and then groom themselves basically to become owners, not just owners of a truck, but business owners. So that's the thing we do well here. We're not just selling trucks. We're creating businesses.
One thing, Danny, we talked about it a little bit earlier in the podcast. You guys are aligned with some of the top fleets in the country. Basically, that capacity is being plugged into their system. And really, when you look at it, if you just go out to a dealership and buy a truck and try to do it on your own, and you don't have the support that is available through ES, the chances of success in this business are not as great as what you guys have through your comprehensive program.
Yes, that's true. Through our program, you've got access to all the benefits of our fleet and all the benefits that all the other owners that are under that program have. Fuel discounts, which are the best in the country, access to insurance at a fleet price, repair maintenance support, national tire pricing. All these things put you a step ahead of somebody that just goes and buys a truck and does not have all that support. They're paying retail for all those things. Plus, they're looking for freight off freight boards. And when freight gets slow, that dries up because the motor carriers are going to constantly be selling their ability to haul the freight to the shippers. So they're always going to have a pretty steady stream of freight that can keep people busy and help them be successful in that trucking business. We're creating successful businesses and supporting businesses in this industry to be profitable. That's the goal.
One of the things that you guys do, and we didn't mention it, and I'd like to bring it up now, is that you're creating opportunities that many years ago didn't exist. You guys have a program with Women in Trucking, the 150 Business Challenge, that is specifically designed to promote the creation of women businesses.
Yes, Greg, that's true. And I don't have the exact number here, but on that 150 Business Challenge, I think we're getting close to 110 as far as women-owned businesses in trucking. That's something we're very proud of, and we're happy to be aligned with them to promote women in this industry.
At the end of the day, ES is about creating opportunities. And those opportunities start with those phone calls that Tom is getting, that other members of your team are getting. It starts that conversation and it introduces them into a world where ownership is not only possible, but success is likely if you take the right steps along your program.
That's absolutely correct. And that's our goal. That's our mission as a company, is to help people create a successful business in trucking for themselves.
That's Danny Vernon, the Director of Truck Sales and Finance for ES, with his closing comments on this edition of the Success in Trucking podcast. Once again, we would like to thank Danny along with Tom Parker for sharing their time and perspective with us on the podcast. If you are interested in the program offerings and opportunities available through ES, please visit the company's website, essuccessintrucking.com. That's essuccessintrucking.com. You can also call ES toll-free at 877-349-9303. That toll-free number again is 877-349-9303. Once again, thanks for spending part of your day with us on the Success in Trucking podcast, powered by ES. As always, ES reminds anyone interested in taking the next step in your trucking career that if you can drive the truck, you can own the truck.